Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Comedy Calendar Podcast. I'm your host, Manny Garavito, and I know what all three listeners are thinking right now. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Manny, where the hell have you been? You're talking about this project, renovating the whole industry, innovating the whole industry, disrupting the whole industry, whatever it is you want to call it that you're doing with the comedy industry, and you're not doing a goddamn thing. Well, let me tell you what, you're wrong, okay? I'm doing stuff. All right, I just came back from vacation. What do you want from me? I need some time off. You know how many projects I'm running? Too many. Thank you for tuning in. What's up, man? How you been? Here's what I've been doing. I have a whole bunch of tours of comedy clubs coming out on YouTube, okay? And we're going to put it on comedycalendar.com. I've been writing memes back to back for Comedy Calendar, okay? So make sure that you follow us on Instagram at Comedy Calendar. I'm also going to be looking into doing more interviews. I'm synchronizing a brand new calendar system for the people looking for comedy events. And this avenue is going to be a little more difficult because it's going to be a little more manual. However, I have 100% control of it rather than waiting for developers to do it. One of the things that I've learned is working with developers is a bit rough, especially in the beginning phases. I'm pretty savvy with websites myself. However, I don't code. So I think the best avenue I can do is to start putting in city by city, comedy events city by city, get some outside help, whether it be through a VA or anything like that, an assistant. And what I'll do is I'll find opportunities to get this project going sooner than later. There's just so many ideas brewing in my head for comedycalendar.com. I mean, the main site is still up. You can still get tickets for shows in your city through SeatGeek, Laughstub, and Ticketmaster. However, the tweaks that I'm willing to implement for the website to get to the next level has to be done on my end and my end alone. So in case you don't know what Comedy Calendar is all about, I know that the first podcast we released was with the world-renowned and the very funny Russell Peters. What a great way to start off the podcast. However, now I'm on my own, and I'd like to relay some information to you. ComedyCalendar.com is going to be a brand new way where you can laugh every day. And the reason I got this idea was because I thought of how great it would be to just go on a website and you search a city and the comedy show in your area just shows up. And with a name like Comedy Calendar, you can't go wrong, right? I mean, if you're out in Vegas for vacation and you're trying to see all the shows that are happening all around you, there's just one website that you can find that out in. And my background is producing comedy events in the city of Miami. I'm producing about 7 nights a week of comedy shows in the area. I've been doing comedy for 10 years, and I'm really passionate about making strangers laugh. I know, what a weird career. However, I can't get enough of it. Just to see people laugh and getting together and having a drink and people in dates and married couples and groups of friends just coming out and hanging out, especially in a city like Miami. It's just something that you probably thought wouldn't be. A lot of people, when I was growing up as a comedian here in the Magic City, a lot of people were telling me that comedy just won't thrive. And surely enough, it did. And it's pretty explosive the way it is. I mean, it's just growing so quickly. And so I thought, why don't I do this on a national level? I know, a bit ambitious, but hey, somebody's got to do it. And Comedy Calendar was the idea of doing what I'm doing in Miami, but for everyone's shows. You know, everybody could use a little promotion. Everybody can use a little PR. Everybody could use a little word of mouth, right? So might as well make it a little more easy to discover the shows that others are doing, whether it's at a comedy club, a theater, or even if it's a locally run bar show from a local comedian putting it together with his buddies. And I mean, some of the best shows that I've ever been to has been at a bar show. Of course, not including my own, but just a little biased. So comedycalendar.com is going to be a brand new and innovative way to make this all come together. And even though I'm not as active as I should be, and believe me, I know I should be, I'm always mulling over the thought of how am I going to deliver this? How can I take this to the next level? And how can this be the number one website for ticket purchasers and news and announcements? And it's going to take a lot of work. I mean, this is really going to be probably my biggest project because it's on a national scale. I mean, from my experiences here locally, I mean, if I got to go to a show and fix something, I could just drive there, right? If I got to drop off a microphone, if I got to post a Instagram, I know the time, I know the address, I know when and where. You know, it's easy to do it on a local scale. However, taking this to a national scale is going to take a lot of work. And a lot of things have got to come into place, and I've got to talk to the right people and make the right partnerships apart from the affiliates that I'm currently with on comedycalendar.com. But once this website picks up, I really believe that everybody can laugh every day, any time of the week, anytime you want, conveniently based on your schedule. Because only some people can go out on a Tuesday, or some people want to go out on a Thursday over in North Carolina. Or people in New York want to skim through all the shows since there's so many. I mean, there's just so many avenues to benefit from this project that it blows my mind to think that it's just right in arm's reach as I'm continuing to build the website. And with that being said, one of the steps that I'm taking forward is, of course, like I mentioned, through partnerships. So my buddy Brad Bellinger is co-owner of a comedy club in Boulder, Colorado, titled the Laugh Lines Comedy Club. Now, this comedy club is brand new, and it's right next to a bike shop, I believe. And it's the only comedy club in Boulder. And he is doing a fantastic job. If you look up Laugh Lines Comedy Club on Instagram and just look at the photos and see that every show is being sold out. They made their own stage. Like, it's a handmade stage. They got the logos up. They're just killing it. And I think they've only been in business for like 3-4 weeks, maybe just a month. And since we're such close friends, he knows that I do marketing on my end. So I figured, let me just pitch in and provide him the PR and information to get the information. The information to get the information of putting his work out there, like photos, blog posts, social media, all that good stuff. So if you're listening to this, keep an eye out on all the things that will be coming to comedycalendar.com. I really appreciate anybody that is visiting this website from this stage. It goes to show that either you're a really big comedy fan or I made you check out the website personally. either way, do bookmark the site, do sign up to the newsletter, and in the future, well, actually now, go to comedycalendar.com and purchase a ticket. If you want to go to a show, purchase a ticket through the website. We get a couple of bucks sent our way, and it allows us to grow. And a lot of announcements are coming. A lot of content is currently being developed on my end, so make sure that you share, like, anything, you know, any kind of attention whatsoever. We truly appreciate it. All we're trying to do, once again, is just to make you laugh every day. With that being said, that is the end of the Comedy Calendar podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm your host, Manny Garavito. You can find me on Instagram at Manny Garavito, GARAV as in violin, ITO. I'll see you in the next episode.